All right, it's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. John LeBlanc, President and CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Look, there's so much to talk about. The economy changes all the time, and so does the rhetoric about the economy. How is the economy?
Well, by all reports, the economy is actually doing pretty good. You know, we're still struggling a little bit with inflation, but by most measures, the economy is doing pretty well.
You know, and it's good, but you know, everybody finds their own way to either find it positive or negative, and when we're in a political presidential election year, it becomes a political topic. So, you know, the economy in some ways by measurements is really great, but in other ways, it's difficult for people to deal with inflation and what they're paying for things at the grocery store.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that is difficult with inflation is, although the rate of inflation has slowed down by whatever measurement you want to look at, what doesn't happen is prices going back to what they were before. So let's say, for example, a gallon of milk 2 years ago may have cost $8, and I'm just guessing. Over the last couple of years, due to inflation, the price of milk is now $10 a gallon, and that's $2 more a week for a family, which adds up, and you can do the math on all different types of household items. But now that inflation has slowed, we can say, okay, good, the gallon of milk is only going to cost me $10. It's not going to cost me $11 this year. The bad part is, it's not going to go back to $8. So you're still feeling the effects of the inflation over the last couple of years, and that's built into your prices now. And what we hope is that wages have risen over time and people are able to afford those things that they need. But, you know, the challenge here really is that things don't ever go back to what they were before unless we have something like a recession, a terrible recession occur. So, yes, there are definitely lingering effects from inflation, but our economy seems to be holding up well.
John, also, there are some new social media scams that are targeting people. You want to talk a little bit about those?
Sure. I'll share this with you, Scoot. We try and come on the show and share information that can help your listeners avoid being the victim of fraud. And if you look at all of the claims of fraud over the last year, the number one source or the number one origination point of fraud is via social media. That's more than phony emails or phony text messages or robocalls. Most fraud starts via social media.
Okay.
And, you know, the most reported type of social media fraud deals with things that people are trying to buy, whether it's a product from a retailer or something over like a Facebook marketplace. You know, those are the most commonly reported, but they're nowhere near the largest dollar losses. Most dollar losses involve either some investment scam that's going around on social media where someone claims to be able to, you know, turn your $100 into $1,000 or your $1,000 into $10,000, and people buy into it. And the second biggest dollar loss are romance scams where, you know, you meet someone online and you develop a relationship, and these things may take weeks to develop or they could take months and months.
And people send money to these people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are the two biggest dollar losses.
What are a couple of the things that people say? What do they need that gets you to send money to them?
You know, on the romance scams, unfortunately, a lot of them are one party is in another country and they want to either come visit you or need money to take care of their family wherever they are. And so, you know, just really taking advantage of people's good intentions. But usually it involves something like that, either taking care of their family in an impoverished country or trying to get themselves to America where they can finally meet you or something
But first they try to get their hands around your heart emotionally.
Absolutely.
First, right?
Yeah. And they will take weeks, months, or years. They don't mind investing the time. And quite often, you know, it may be a different person that you're really connecting with on the other side, but they're all using the same name. So somebody may work you from 8 to 5, and then somebody else comes in and works you from 5 to 8, you know, overnight or something. They just hand these things off in these sweatshops almost, where people are just sitting in there and generating these calls or posting these messages. Just working you. They're always there.
John, that's good advice. Let's talk for a minute about the Community Shred Day that Metairie Bank has coming up on Friday. You know, I've got so much stuff that I'm afraid to throw away. I need it shredded. I don't have a big shredder. A lot of people don't have shredders, and they don't know what to do with this stuff. And Metairie Bank proves once again that they're part of the community by offering this free shred day. It's from 9 in the morning until 1 on Friday at the main branch at 3344 Metairie Road, right there where Severn and Metairie Road meet. And talk a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, this really kind of correlates to what we just spoke about a minute ago. Whether it's online fraud or digital fraud, cyber fraud, there's still, you know, dumpster divers out there that may go through your trash or your mail and your paper documents. So one thing we like to do is offer this shred day. So you can stop by our main office, as you said, at 3344 Metairie Road, kind of at the intersection of Airline, Metairie Road, and Severn. That's where our main office is located. We'll have a truck there from 9 to 1, and we will pay to have your stuff shredded. You can bring up to 5 boxes of whatever documents you have, and we'll take care of it. We think it's just a good security measure that we offer to the community at no charge. Now, we do have a little station there where we do collect donations for Junior Achievement, which we think is a great organization in our community and does some great things for kids. So if you want to drop a dollar in the jar for Junior Achievement, that will be great, but no obligation on your part at all. Just stop by and drop it off.
And I'm going to stop. I'll stop by on my way to the station. I don't know how much I could fit in my little car, but I've got a lot of stuff that needs to be shredded. But look, this is a great opportunity. Free Community Shred Day. It's this Friday, March 15th, Main Branch, 3344 Metairie Road, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Just, you know, get up to 5 boxes, get your stuff, and get it shredded for free. And this is from Metairie Bank. John, it's a great service to the community.
Thank you, Scoot. Hope to see you Friday.
All right. John LeBlanc is President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you for being with us.